There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
Never for as long as I live will I forget that moment when Stephen and I were on the National Mall, very first tea party that was ever held. We were the first official speakers that started that afternoon of speech after speech after speech. And remembering the more than 1 million people gathered there, that if you think back, friend, when that took place, the president had just said 3 days before that, hey, there's some of these conservative people out there. Let me be clear. They're going to be out there. They're going to be saying things about my health care thing. Let me be clear. You get in their face. You tell them. You tell them that they can't talk like that. And challenged people to come see him about it. So we did, like 1.2 million worth. What a great time. Stephen is not with us tonight, though. And if you're just joining us, you're just getting into the car or finding the radio from wherever you're at. He is in the nation of Jordan. He's there as a guest of the King of Jordan, and they are actually touring some of the refugee havens where people who have left Syria and Iraq are beginning to gather and be caused to live in these places. It's not just to, out of curiosity either. There are some opportunities that we're going to be working with our company, with the country of Jordan, to help get some needed supplies, living supplies, to the persecuted Christians and others that have been forced to leave their homes. Ancient people living from ancient Christian communities no longer allowed to be there anymore, and it is just astounding. Dr. Gina Loudon here is here. She's taking Stephen's place tonight. And Dr. Gina, I was thinking about this as I was thinking about Stephen's work. I was thinking, you know, we've got ancient Christian communities that are being displaced because of the terrorism that we're talking about tonight, and the Pope just left on a global warming tour. Now, I don't really understand the juxtaposition of. Because from what I understand, I'm not a Catholic, but from what I understand about Catholics, encyclicals are something that you do very seldom. They're kind of like Supreme Court opinions. They only come out every so often. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's using this one to address what is basically false science and phony research to perpetrate an idea of needing to combat global warming, which we haven't even been warming for 30 years. It just seems an odd paradox, given that Christians are being butchered at the hands of these monsters where we're talking about.
Yes, Kevin, and another professor who just retired, who had been on, you know, one of the many paid scientists to participate in all the politically correct group, think of the so-called scientific community, just came out again yesterday. There was another professor that came out yesterday saying, I lied for my whole career, and now that they can't hurt me, I feel like I need to tell the truth. Yeah. There's no such thing as global warming, and to the degree that we have it, it would be good for us. He literally said that.
Well, and the it was because of the carbon, the idea that the carbon dioxide is a problem. It's not nearly what they think it is. In fact, plants need it to survive, and we've known this. Right. Biologists have known this for a long time. Anyway, Dr. Gina is our guest host tonight. She is a talented radio talk show host of her own right. She's been on Fox News. You see a lot on Cavuto and other shows on the Fox News channel. I don't think I've ever bumped into you in those hallways, because I do a lot of contributor work, too. But we have passed in other places. The American Family Radio Network, not physically. We've never been there at the same time. But And you've also visited our studios at AM 970 here in New York not long ago. So we do cross paths. She's also the co-author of the best-selling book, What Women Want. And there is no Mel Gibson attached to this. It's just the actual... Well, because people will begin to think, you know, it wasn't Mel Gibson in that.
Wasn't Mel Gibson in that book?
Yeah. Not this one.
It's what women really want. And, you know, because we've heard about this war on women for so long, Kevin, and then we look around the world and we see that there actually is a real war on women. And it certainly isn't coming from conservative politicians denying birth control to Sandra Fluke. That is not the war on women. The war on women is what we're seeing, what Stephen is seeing up close and personal tomorrow, you know, when he's in Syria, what we're seeing taking place all over the world where Jews and Christians are being persecuted for their faith, and women are watching their children being murdered before their very eyes,
yeah.
and women don't have a right in a court of law to even testify if they're raped, and they're being stoned to death, and on. And so there is absolutely a war on women. How trite and how narcissistic is it, frankly, while we get back to psychological terms, to talk about a war on women as if not supplying $10 worth of free birth control is some kind of war on women.
Yeah. It's amazing what the manipulation of rhetoric in the United States is allowed to get away with. Because there's no hostile media. There's no media that actually fact checks and does anything that
right.
is necessary to make sure that people tell the truth. So if you've got a media complex in bed with an administration, and this goes for any nation, in any type of party that may be in power, if you've got a media complex that's in bed with the ruling administration, you're not going to have a fair explanation of things. And that's just one of the many things that will separate hopeful competitors of the upcoming presidential election. We may get into that before this hour's done. I'm hearing that Mr. Romney's going to get back into the thing. Actually, since Jeb has said he's going to be in, I'm kind of like, okay, everybody else in the pool, let's go. Come on, Romney, you're in. Christy, you're in. I want all the establishment guys in because I want them to beat the actual hooey out of each other. Over all of this rhino money and votes that are out there. And then just let all the conservatives stand over here to the other side and make the case as to why their worldview and what they're basing their theories and future plans on are the right causes. I would love to. It's always been one establishment guy and then all the grassroots guys
right.
beating the holy crud out of each other. Let's have it the other way this time. Let's have all the establishment guy. You go to one corner, you just beat the snot out of each other until we can't see straight anymore. And then all of the rest of us will pay attention to the actual debate over here where it's really going on.
That sounds so nice, Kevin, but just having been on the inside, I can tell you, don't forget, you and I, conservatives, we vote our actual ideals, our actual values. They vote pragmatics. And so I can assure you, I can absolutely assure you that Karl Rove and Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush and Chris Christie have sat in a room together, and this is all very well orchestrated, and it will work to their favor. I don't know if it's for cabinet positions or just fundraising for the RNC in general, now that they dissed 20% of their population by what they did with the Kromnibus and then the subsequent Boehner race. So I'm not sure if that's what they're trying to do, is maybe just raise a lot of money for the RNC by having a lot of their people run. But I can assure you, it's not going to turn into a true dig your heels in, a bunch of the establishment candidates. They don't work that way. They're way too coy for that.
I wish it would, but regardless,
it'd be great.
Here's what I do believe. I believe that you win that thing one race at a time. Mm-hmm. And so if a Ted Cruz or a Governor Huckabee or a Rick Santorum or someone along those lines wants to go to Iowa and work the heels of their shoes off talking to people, I think that that's a place where you could pick up a win for a conservative. I think whoever this establishment crowned prince is going to be will probably win New Hampshire. And then it's all going to come down to South Carolina, and whoever wins the first two of three is usually the one that gets the nomination, at least on the Republican side of it. So we'll see what happens from there. But, maybe we won't talk about that later. Let's go back to the topic because a lot of people have wanted to weigh in on this. Last week, of course, friends, if you're listening, the news all centered around the 12 people massacred in France because they simply had said some things that were offensive in print to Muslims. The world has reacted to it. We watched it happen. Some of the guys have been captured and killed. There is evidently one person still involved on some level of the operation that is still at large. It is a woman. She is thought to have fled to Syria. But they're looking for her. But all of this got Gina and I talking, and we were talking about the fact that it's kind of interesting Fox News is reporting on this fight between ISIS and Al-Qaeda and who got the better PR out of the whole deal. And Dr. Gina said simply, hey, you know what? It's not even important. Sweep them with one broad brush and make them angry and let them not get the credit that they think that they deserve for it. And let them slug it out themselves. Call them a Muslim and call it Islam until they tell us otherwise and prove to us otherwise. Dr. Gina, I don't think I'm overstating the summary of what she said. I think that's pretty accurate.
No, I think that's very accurate, yeah.
Okay, so what we're taking your calls on then, 888-340-3373, is how do you feel about Muslims being swept with a broad brush? The media tells us not to do it. The president has outlawed it. In the media coverage that comes from the White House press room, he's had the words removed. They're not even allowed to put them back in the lexicon. What should be called of these groups that are committing these terrorist acts? And do you agree with Dr. Gina's assessment? We'll take that call when we continue. 888-340.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus. As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Yes. Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-927-4722. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-927-4722. That's 1-800-927-4722. Call 1-800-927-4722.
Live. I am Duck Gina, standing in for Stephen Ballin with the great Kevin McCullough. He really is a great host, and I'm having so much fun tearing it up with you. The phone lines are open. It's 888-340-3373. That's 888-340-3373. We want to know, do you think we should be painting Muslims with a broad brush? Should we be calling it what it is? Just say it's Muslim. It's not radical Muslim. It's not a certain sect of Islam. It is just Islam. Or do you disagree with us? We're ready to go to your calls. Kevin, are you ready for the calls?
Yeah, let's go to line two. Gino, welcome.
Well, first of all, let me say that I've been a Dallas Cowboys fan longer than you've been alive, Kevin.
Since I did not know that. We have this in common.
11 in 1968, I rooted for Dandy Don Meredith to beat the Cleveland Browns in the playoffs that year. But unfortunately, he lost. And the Cowboys eventually would go on to win 5 Super Bowls, and the rest is history.
They would. And they have a good shot to at least get to the game this year.
Right. And my brother's going to be rooting for the Packers because I'm going to have to smack them around a few times anyway tomorrow.
All right.
And as far as Governor Fatso being the good luck charm, he could forget about it because when he takes off that orange sweatshirt that he's got on, you see, he's a target for any Japanese whaler that happens to be at the Lambeau Field tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Let me get to my point, all right?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. Now, getting to the point regarding as to who's going to be the nominees, I think it's obviously going to be Bush and Fat Boy. And on the other side, it's going to be Hildy and Andy Boy, my classmate from Fordham. But as far as the issue regarding Muslims and the broad brush and all that, just think simple mathematics. If only 1% of all Muslims on the face of the earth are violent enough to adhere to the tenets that the Quran teaches them, which means you either convert the infidel or you kill them, out of 1.1 billion, simple math tells you 11 million are violent enough to do what 19 murderous Muslims did on September 11, right. 2001. Because I never forgot that day, and neither should you or Dr. Gina or any of the audience listening in. We have to fight this scourge as though our lives depend on it, because it will depend on it.
Well, Gina, the actual numbers that I heard this week, and Gina, maybe you've seen something that would lend some light on this as well, but I actually heard that upwards of 30% of Muslims worldwide hold to some form of strict interpretation that jihad is exactly what you described. It is killing the infidel. And those that don't fall into that 30%, the majority of the remaining 70% worldwide have no problem with suicide bombings and other tactics necessary to achieve that. Dr. Gina, do you know any more specific numbers than that? I think the source on that was the Associated Press, but I read that on Thursday.
No, those are the numbers I know, but you know, I don't trust polls all the time anyway. This is what I see. I see the streets of Paris completely empty of Muslims protesting the terror that has happened in their own streets that has killed some of their own. Why are they not out there? I still don't understand that. You would think that they would be out there protesting it. You would think that every imam all over France would be making a major case trying to get on these shows. You know, you watch the news shows, you see very few, and the ones that you do see, they're defending it. How can we not see what we see? I mean, show me something different. I'm from Missouri. It's a show me state. Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah. All right, Gino, thanks for the call. Always
Cowboys.
Yeah, always informative. The Governor Christie wailing comment, though. Come on, we're above that at Baldwin McCullough.
It has to be nice.
Yeah. What's the psychology of that there, Dr. Gino? Do we when people use humor to hit our opponents down?
The psychology of that is that that it can be actually pretty funny, and that we have a First Amendment right that covers that, just like it covers the whole Charlie Hebdo thing. But I will say this, from the perspective of those of us who are out there putting comments on blogs and things like that, I thought it was interesting that the Cardinals, I think it was, there was a Cardinal or a group of Cardinals that came out and said, hey, you know, we really don't like disrespectful journalism of any kind. It's not to say that we think it should be banned by the First Amendment, but that it's just not nice. And I think that, especially with Islam and this whole topic, Kevin, we don't have to be nasty to say what is fact. We
right.
can say it very nicely. And I think, honestly, psychologically, people absorb what is said diplomatically much better than they absorb this said in a more classic.
No, I agree with you on that. And one of the things that made me a little bit uncomfortable this week, and I don't know that Bill Donahue is the guy that I want representing my viewpoint on this, so I don't put me in the same camp with what he said on Megyn Kelly's show, but I there is a piece of me that is another part of me that is the theologian moral side of who mm-hmm. Kevin McCullough is that looks at a publication like Charlie Hebdo and I go, I don't have any use yeah. for that at all. It's the no. equivalent of promoting Larry Flint and Hustler magazine, which in my mind has done more to hurt women than it has done to make any legitimate statement over time. However, I am firmly in the camp of you should be allowed to say what you need to say. So I didn't go as far as Bill Donahue said, but it did creep me out a little bit that I was defending a pornographer on Part of the Week.
Yeah, and this is where Christians are going to have to do some reconciling on these issues. These are some of the things we're going to be you know, fleshing out over the next few months as we probably will be looking at more incidents of terror, because they're emboldened right yeah. now with an American president who won't take any leadership, and really the European Union, who's not really doing anything too threatening to these terrorists, in my opinion.
Well, and there were repercussive attacks that happened in England and in Australia over the last couple of days as well. So it is not going away, that's for sure. Let's go to North Dakota. Gary is calling on line one. Hi, Gary. You're on with Dr. Gina and KMC. Glad you're here.
Oh, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Well, I was going to make a comment on this, you know, about painting Islam with a broad brush.
Yes.
And what my comment is, you know, every terrorist attack has been related to Islam, you know, Hamas or ISIS or whatever. You know, it's been related, you know, and it just seems like this administration seems to be sympathetic toward Islam. I still remember, and I can't remember the guy's name who made that movie, The Innocence of Muslims, but he went to jail for over a year because he made a movie. You know, that violated free speech right there. I never did see the movie, by the way, but
yeah.
that's what
You're
I...
You're talking
you know,
about the guy that made the YouTube movie that ended up getting the blame for the Benghazi attacks.
Yeah, well, it's... that's the thing. It was, you know, all Islamic-related, you know. And the media, as far as I know about the media, you know, they're weak-kneed. You know, they can't say what they really think. They're so scared of offending somebody.
I don't know that they're saying. I know what you're saying, Gary. Thanks for the call. I don't know, Dr. Gina, that they're afraid to say it. I think that I think some in the media really believe that Islam presents no viable threat to us. And whatever anyone wants to think, out of the goodwill of their heart. Not all Muslims may be terrorists, but all terrorists in the modern era of human history have been Muslims.
They are complicit in the fact, Kevin, that they think that if they can just say this is religious extremism, then maybe we can ban these pesky Christians. I mean, really, let's call it what it is. They'd like us out of the way. If you can say that all this pain and terror has been caused by religious extremists, then maybe we can modify First Amendment in our Bill of Rights and make the pesky Christians shut
She's
up.
She's Dr.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Live from New York, it's Baldo McCullough, and those of you watching on Biz TV, that was a live shot at Times Square. It's a cold night, but it's a clear night, and so people are out. It's a busy night in the world's greatest city, and we're glad that you're with us. Dr. Gina Loudon is joining us from Southern California, her home, and where she is doing a lot of the work that she does, her writing, her broadcasting, etc., and we are honored to have her spending time with us. I also want to thank Stephen for doing what he's doing. He's in Jordan. The nation of Jordan, the king of that country, invited him to come and to give witness to the refugee plight that is starting to take a toll. Christians and other religious minorities, as well as some Muslims, are being systematically expunged from sections of Syria and Iraq. You've seen what the group ISIS is doing. They're landing in places like Jordan, and there's a need for people to be involved, and he'll tell us more about that when he gets back. I want to go, Dr. Gina, back to that article from the Associated Press that I told you a little bit about last hour, because it noted that while the Saudi Arabian clerics came out and said, well, we condemn the attack in France, you know, they made a big deal about that because it was reported so many places, there was this immediate turnaround, and they whipped a young blogger publicly for saying some similar types of sarcastic things about the faith there in Saudi Arabia. And so they're saying, well, this is obviously a double standard. You're saying we're condemning the violence here, but you're carrying it out here. The writer of the article went on to say that the contradiction points to difficulties at a time when a growing debate within Islam about whether and how to reject radical minorities that some fear are dragging them into conflict and, quote, wrecking the faith. Western critics are increasingly brazen about suggesting there is something inherent in Islam that is sparking violence by some of its adherents. Most Muslims reject this, arguing that the tumult of the post-colonial Middle East has created fertile ground for radicalism among people whose faith is fundamentally one of peace. Here's the problem. This is the problem. If you're one of those that sits and says, no, this was created by radicals that gave credence to this post-colonial Middle East stuff, you're not out there making that case. You're not. The only people that are making the case for what Islam is supposed to be understood to be are the ones garnering media attention. And the only ones that are doing that are people that are beheading folks or running into magazines and shooting them. At the end of the day, this is a bigger issue than what most, if this is true, this is a larger issue to Muslims that claim not to be violent than it should be to anyone else. But it doesn't seem as though there's anybody that has any need to speak out about it. Dr. Gina, that's basically what you've been saying all night.
Yeah, and we don't play smart. You know, it's so typical of America to be so polite to our own detriment. And I think that you have that, you combine it with the fact that, as I said before, the whole segment of the population out there that just wants votes, and they figure if they can shut the conservative right up by saying we're radicals and equating us to those radicals, then they've won won the prize, I guess, because they figured they'll get a lot more votes. And there are people, there are groups, whole groups of people that buy into this. We have, you know, take the Jewish subset of our culture, and there is a great amount of them that are still very, very leftist and that are saying, oh, no, this is just small segments of Islam. Okay, but look what's happening in Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you deny what you're seeing all over the world? And I think, Kevin, that one of the most important things we can be doing right now, if the media is playing it this way, imagine how the schools are playing it. Because not only buy into all that crazy academia baloney, but they also always want to be so careful not to get in trouble. So talk to your children. I guess that's what I'm saying. I had the opportunity to speak to my alma mater just a few weeks ago, and a young girl came up to me afterwards, and her name is Ashley Rehagen, and she's in fact listening to the show tonight. And she said to me, you know, I really want to understand what's happening in my world. I want to be more involved. I don't want to be so completely involved, absorbed in what I'm doing in high school that I'm not paying attention to what's happening in the news. But I'll tell you what, if I were her, I'd be a lot more interested, frankly, in my basketball game than watching terror happen on TV, because it's so scary.
Yeah.
And so we have to pull our kids aside and teach them the route to safety. And the route to safety, you and I both know this, is through our own faith, but also through knowing the truth and being willing to stand and say the truth, so that they're telling their friends and other young people understand that this is not, that radical fanaticism in Islam is not the same thing as being very faithful in the church, right?
Even though that is what the media has tried to tie one-to-one correlation to for the longest time, what Dr. Gina just described is how we attempt on this show and the other broadcasts I'm associated with during the week, try to obliterate confusion, amplify truth, and pursue clarity. We've got to have that. And it's got to come in that order. If you don't dismantle what the confusion is, and if you don't find the truth and amplify that, you're not going to know what is clear. And that is one of the most important things I think we can do as a society. All right, Stan in Forest Hills and Hubert in Panama City. Hold on, we've got one phone line open. Your calls the rest of the way. 888-340-337.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-927-4722. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-927-4722. That's 1-800-927-4722. Call 1-800-927-4722.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Live shot at Times Square if you're watching on the Biz TV network, and we're grateful to be in great, great cities on that network in Los Angeles and New York and many, many cities in between, Denver, Salt Lake City, just a ton of them. We're also grateful to be on the great radio stations across the country that carry Baldwin McCullough. It is the most syndicated, the most heard, the most listened to weekend radio broadcast in radio syndication, and you made it that.
And we owe you a deep, deep debt of gratitude for that. Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin, your normal hosts. Tonight, Dr. Gina Loudon is sitting in for Stephen Baldwin, and he will be back from his assignment shortly. Dr. Gina, we've been talking about this issue of how we paint the picture when it comes to Muslims. Let's very quickly go to line two. Stan is calling from Forest Hills, New York, listening here to our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Stan.
Good evening to both of you.
Good to have you here.
And let me try, with all due respect to the doctor and to you, to try to put you guys back in your groove a little bit, because the history, this is a serious situation. This is the first time in human history that Islam has decided a small percentage of it, which could mean 5-10 million people or less, and I think it is less, are going outside of their country to take on the Western powers quietly and silently through terrorism and so forth. This is totally new in the history of Islam. Now, most of these groups are mad, crazy, or have no respect for their own religion at all. But it is a phenomenon that I don't think the West can handle.
I got to interrupt you here. There have been at least two previous worldwide fatwas that took place in previous centuries. How are you coming to the conclusion that what they're doing now is different than, say, when we wrote the words to the hymn From the Shores of Tripoli, which was all about fighting the Barbary pirates? Go ahead.
War towards the West, England, Europe, the United States.
That's just where
we
are.
That's what I'm talking about.
But they've wanted to dominate the world before. This is not a new thing.
Yeah, maybe a century ago, but now it's the West that's on their mind. And here's the point. The point is, how are we going to defeat this? The history of Europe and the powers that be have always never succeeded in the Middle East. None of them. From Russia, for 7 years, have never succeeded. They had to get out. England spent over a century, had to get out.
So, Stan, your bottom line point is what? What, we should ignore what they're doing, respond to it passively? What?
Absolutely not. I'm not saying. There has to be a way to deal with this situation. But the question is, the way it's being fought, this isn't like we're fighting 2 million people in this over. You're right, it's a quiet war, a silent war. And that's the way it's going to be fought. And what happened in France is probably going to happen here. I hope it doesn't, but it may be a continuing situation. How do we fight this? I don't know. I'm not surrendering to anybody, but I'm saying this is a different type of war that we've never had in our... We've never had this before in the history of the United States.
All right, Stan.
Or Europe.
I appreciate the call from Forest Hills. Dr. Gina, you've been awfully quiet. You got thoughts?
Well, I was having a little trouble getting his bottom line point there, but you made a good point. I mean, this is something we've been going through for a long time, and this is not going to stop right now. But we should take a look at what has happened in France and decide that's not going to happen here. So we should look at what France has done, and we should not do it. But that's not what we're doing. They have these don't pass zones, or what are they called? The little neighborhoods where nobody
right.
Heard.
They're basically little mini Sharia sections where the police can't even enter them.
Right, and you hear the news report this all the time, but what you don't hear is that we have them here, too. I'm not hearing that at all.
Yeah.
And so we need to look at what has happened in France and, frankly, in most of Europe as it's become more and more Islamic and say, do we want that, yes or no? Are we going to do things different, or are we going to subscribe to the same thing that didn't work? Because, as we all know, stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again that already didn't
expecting
work the first
a different
time.
Result,
I really botched that, didn't I?
Yeah, you're fine.
But you know what I'm trying to say? Because it doesn't look like we're really willing to change anything as I watch the media start to play this out.
All right, let's go to Hubert, who's calling from Panama City, Florida. Hubert, welcome. You're on with Dr. Gina Loudon and Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, Bert.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Gina. I disagree with that previous caller completely. I've lived half my life, and ever since I was a kid, I've been watching them burn our flags and curse us for the big Satan. And, you know, this isn't anything new. It's just getting more world widespread because of the interaction between peoples and everything. But they are Muslims, and they are terrorists. And there's nothing wrong with calling them that because it's the truth. And the one thing that fascism, communism, any of those dictatorship type forms of rule are based on is lies. And their worst enemy is the truth. So that's why they hate it so much. Mm-hmm. And our news media here, as well as our president in this country, will call, and they have done it, it's on record and documented, they will call Christians, pro-life people, anybody who disagrees with them, they'll call them terrorists.
Yep.
But they will not refer to these people as terrorists and Muslim terrorists, which is exactly what they are. And until the Muslim community stands up and roots those people out of their neighborhoods and their nations and communities, it's not going to change. People are going to see them as Muslim terrorists. And it's not our fault because we're bigots. It's their fault because they're allowing it to take place, and they're even joining in on it.
Hubert, good points all the way around, and thank you for your patience for getting on the air. Dr. Gina, there have been a handful of people. I've mentioned a couple of their names, Dr. Zudi Jasser, Waleed Ferez, some of these others, Robert Spencer, some of his own work, and others like the Kaner brothers and others that have come out of Islam that have said this is really what it is and this is really what it's about. We don't want to undermine.
The words, Kevin, are that they're out of Islam.
Some of them still, Zudi would consider himself still observant. The point being, their numbers are far too small, and their voices are not amplified. Nobody's hearing them in a significant way. And I think one of the reasons we know that is because if they really did, those guys would be dead too. It would not take Al-Qaeda half a second to think about, should we kill the guys that are disagreeing with us? The police officer that was dying, laying, begging for his life on the sidewalk outside of Charlie Hebdo was, in fact, a Muslim. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about a worldview that just crushes anything that disagrees with it. We're up against our final break, and Dr. Gina, when we come back, some final thoughts from you on all of this, and maybe we can get you to promise to come back sometime soon. This would be kind of fun.
I love that. Thank you.
If you want to be in touch with Dr. Gina outside the show, it's DrGinaLoudon, DrGinaLoudon.com, and you can go and check out everything she's got. Stay with
four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Frida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected
perfected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. So I'm reading my little private chat screen with Dr. Gina. And guys that are on staff here in the studio, this is Baldwin McCullough Live. See if this sounds familiar. Dr. Gina writes, so Stephen once promised me that he would send me a MyPillow. Doesn't Stephen usually promise to send stuff to people and then it never happens? Anyway, Dr. Gina, we will make sure that you get a MyPillow because it's worth every bit of anything you can. I tried it. I was a total cynic and I totally changed how I sleep. So anyway,
Now that I know,
we will definitely get you one because Stephen's got the big heart, but he just has no ability to follow through at all. Like it's just completely antithetical to how his brain works. You want a Mercedes? Sure, why not? Hey, no, I can't get it for you, but I would love for you to have one. Anyway.
Can you share that? Honestly, Stephen and I, we both are completely ADHD. I have been, but the difference is I became a mom and you have to complete some tasks.
Right.
At that point,
it's important to get them done. Yeah. Well, it's been such a joy to have you with us tonight. Now, by the way, friends, if you're watching on Biz TV and you just tuned in and you'd like to see the entire broadcast, they re-air the entire thing as soon as we're done at 11 o'clock Eastern. It'll flip right back around. You can watch the entire 2 hours again. So please enjoy that. And if you'd like to see the show on demand, you can go to my Facebook page and it'll be posted there as well in the moments to come. Dr. Gina, your thoughts as we head into the rest of 2015, particularly as it relates to what we've been talking about tonight?
Well, you know, we live in perilous times, but our God is still in the throne. I don't think we should forget that for 1 minute. And I get excited about that. And I think that means, you know, for every moment that we spend more apprehensive and more fearful of the future, we should just make it our business to take captive every thought and draw closer and closer to Him, because that truly is our best defense. That doesn't negate our political activity, though. I always think that's important to point out, because I know people that we'd love to just go hide in a hole and pray all the time, but that's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
Taking these messages to the street, to, you know, when you're talking to the person checking you out in the grocery line, not letting them say radical Islam or ISIS terrorist. No, Muslim terrorists, Islamic terrorists, period. You know, correcting that vernacular and standing up. Hey, you know what? I'm a fanatic about my God, but my God doesn't instruct me to kill people. That's the difference.
Right.
And just pointing it out in clear and simple terms. I think that's a really important thought. And I had Gary, who called in, contacted me and had one other thing he wanted to add. And he said he wanted to say that the media is afraid of offending Muslims, but on the other hand, they're very quick to blame the Christians, the NRA, the conservatives, the white male, when attacks occur. So I wanted to get that in there for good friend Gary.
Dr. Gina Loudon, thank you for being with us tonight. Live from Southern California, for those of you that join us each week, I'm in our normal studios here in New York City. And again, Stephen,
it's been a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
Pray for Stephen. He's on he's on assignment. He's doing some important work. He'll tell us more about it when he gets back. In the meantime, friend, I want you to do this. I want you to commit yourself to a process. Don't let yourself be fooled. Obliterate the confusion as best you can around you. Amplify what is true. Pursue clarity. It's the best thing you can do every day of your life, the rest of your life. And we'll see you next week.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
A regular basis.